This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
We are going to use that outside the U.S. reference to move on to, or perhaps I ought to say back to, given the news of late, trade. Aluminum and steel have been soaking up so much of the tariff news cycle, it might have slipped your mind that there are 30% tariffs existing on imported solar panel technology. I tell you that because Reuters is reporting that the resulting hit to the American solar industry has already been more than $2.5 billion, which, in that way that consequences have of often being unintended, it outweighs the benefits that American solar manufacturers are getting. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Jed Kim has that one.
Not even the Solar Energy Industries Association has a solid handle yet on what their members are experiencing. The association's Dan Witten says the $2.5 billion figure is based on information a few big solar companies have shared.
The real number, I would think, is significantly higher.
He says to expect fuller numbers later this year. There is, however, anecdotal evidence of the tariff impact. For example, one company that doesn't make solar panels, but rather the mounts that attach panels to roofs.
That company, Schletter, made those racking systems and has claimed bankruptcy because of the tariffs.
On the other side of the equation are companies that make solar panels in America. First Solar announced in April it plans to expand production in Ohio. Korean company Hanwha says it'll build a plant in Georgia. But Tim Fox of Clearview Energy Partners says
the ability for the nation to manufacture solar panels has almost doubled. But domestic solar demand for those solar panels has decreased by as much as 20%.
And since that part of the industry is much larger, he expects a short-term net loss of jobs. Longer term is a different matter. The tariffs are only supposed to last for 4 years.
But what it could do is invigorate a state policy that looks to grow out green energy.
That's because solar tariffs and other Trump administration actions have prompted many greener states, like California, to ramp up their plans for renewable energy. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.